Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy, State of the State of the New York Knicks podcast, episode 152. Y'all know how that New York slang go. I always say something crazy like that, like 152. But this was a great game, actually. I want to play this for y'all, and then I'm gonna really get into what I've seen tonight. What I've seen tonight from these guys. Great game, by the way, man. Great first two regular season games by Tibbs, man. But I want to play this for y'all.
Julius, you truly deserve your flowers. Like, you've transformed your game into the dual forward position. Just the engine of the team, the system of the team. Luka could do it. LeBron could do it. Giannis can do it. And you can do it. Very few players in the league can do it. Can you just talk about how you've been able to transform your game to that level and reach this status?
Honestly, man, it's just a lot of years of work, a lot of years of dedication, just grinding, trusting and believing in myself. It was a perfect storm coming here. Tibbs put me in the position he's put me in, enabling me and empowering me to be a leader of this team. And, you know, for me, my responsibility is just to go out and just play for my teammates.
I'm so proud of Julius Randle, man. Julius Randle has been such a blessing. I did not expect for this man to be this good under Tibbs, honestly. Under Tibbs, Julius Randle looks like 2001 Chris Webber. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. But, you know, I want to just give y'all some stats, you know. I just want to run down the list of a lot of these stats what I've seen tonight, and I'm going to just talk about a few of them. So, Emmanuel Quickly, 16 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 5 for 10 from the field, 4 for 8 from 3, you know, 2 free throws made, plus 11 in 20 minutes. I loved Quickly after the first quarter. The first half. The first half, he seemed horrible. He looked timid. And I guess after he fixed his... He adjusted his contacts, you know, he hits 3 straight threes. It was beautiful to see, you know, Quickly. You know, I have my gripes on Quickly, but I know Quickly could get better. Quickly still young. He had 3 assists and 1 steal, like I said. You know, he's filling up the box stat sheet. And it's nice to see Quickly, man. Quickly has been a nice revelation, even from preseason, even from summer league. In preseason and summer league, I believe Quickly was averaging about 7 assists. So it's nice to see, you know, his progress, because he needed this game. He really needed this game. The first game, he was terrible. He only played 8 minutes. So I'm happy for Quickly this game. And Quickly was the one who hit the 21st three-pointer, which we broke the New York Knicks record. Franchise record for most threes in the game, which was 24, and the most takes in the game, which was 54. So that's nice to see. Shout outs to this guy, Emmanuel Quickly. And let me give y'all another stat, right? So, you know, Obi Toppin, 4 years, $22 million. Kristaps Porzingis, 5 years, $158 million. Julius Randle, 4 years, $117 million. I love the trade-off. I love the trade-off. The Porzingis trade, we won the trade. And it's nice to see. Also, you know, the 30-point lead we had at the halftime, that was our first 30-point lead at the halftime in about, I'd say, 20 years. The last time was, well, exactly 20 years. The last time was 2001 at Golden State. We led 55-25. Julius Randle is the first Knick player with 5-plus rebounds, 5-plus assists in each of his first two games of the season since Mark Jackson. So I'm going to keep going down the list. At the halftime, you know, we led the Magic at 65-35, like I just said, right? It was the largest halftime lead since leading by 32 points on January 3rd, 2010 versus the Pacers. Kemba Walker. He went 3-for-3 from three-point range in the first quarter tonight. He's the first Knicks point guard to shoot 3-for-3 or better from three in the first quarter since Chauncey Billups. 2011 since a point guard has done that. 30 points, plus 5 rebounds, plus 5 three-pointers in his season debut by a Knick. Evan Fournier, that was the other game, and it was Quentin Richardson. I wanted to bring that up again. Shout-outs to Mitchell Robinson as well. Mitchell Robinson was great. Shout-outs to Obi Toppin, too. We definitely going to talk about Obi Toppin in a few. But, you know, I'm just ringing off these stats, and it's nice to see. It's nice to see that these guys are really playing for each other. So let me keep going down these stats, man. I got so many here in my notes that I can't even, you know, get them all out at once. So I'm going to just go down the list and you know, get these stats out the way. And shout outs to Nick Stats, too. I get most of my stats from my guy, NY Nick Stats. He's a great person to follow on Twitter. He doesn't have a lot of followers now, but you will soon. So, like I just said, Julius Randle is the first player in Knicks history with at least 50 points and 15 assists through his first two games. That is impressive. Evan Fournier, first two games of the season, 6 three-pointers, 4 three-pointers. His 10 total three-pointers is tied with Daniel Gallinari for the most by Knicks in their first two games of the season. Fire. Evan Fournier has scored 50 points in his first two games as a Knick. The second most all-time, trailing only Carmelo Anthony with 54 points in 2011. This is the first time the Knicks have started 2-0 since the 2012-2013 season. I already told you, we set the franchise record for 24 three-pointers made. Evan Fournier made 4 threes. Alec Burks, shout-outs to Alec Burks. He made 4 threes, and he had 6 assists, by the way. Low-key, that was impressive, by the way. So shout-outs to Alec Burks. Quickly had 4 threes. Derrick Rose had 4 threes. Kemba Walker had 3 threes. Obi Toppin had 2 threes. Julius Randle had 2 threes. Quentin Grimes had a 3. So it was nice to see. Julius Randle has joined Michael Ray Richardson in 1980-1981 as the only players in Knicks history with 25 points plus, 5 plus rebounds, and 5 plus assists in his first two games of the season. This is extremely nice to see, man. And this Knicks team is going to be special. This Knicks team is going to be special. And you got a guy like Obi Toppin. And now, shout-outs to Obi Toppin. Shout-outs to Tom Thibodeau. Because I want to say that before the season started, I was really skeptical about Tom Thibodeau. I didn't really trust Tom Thibodeau. I didn't know what Tom Thibodeau was going to do. I didn't know how he was going to run his offense. But Tom Thibodeau, he's been on the money. He's been on the money. The small ball lineup is something that I wanted to see all last season. All last season, I wanted to see the small ball lineup. And it's been paying huge dividends, man. This huge dividends, man. I love the personnel of this team. And the Randle and Obi combination, it allows us to go five out. Randle has had driving lanes to the basket, which I've never seen before last season. And it was nice to see. Also, shout outs to Tibbs because he put Jericho Sims in the game. Something I thought he would never do. And he put him in the game, and Jericho Sims got his minutes, and he played. You know, he got a nice dunk from a wraparound pass from Alec Burks. I like his energy out there. It's not like Jericho Sims, his feet is stuck in the mud. He's active. He's still young. So he's not going to, you know, Tibbs is not going to play him the crazy minutes that people want. But it's nice to see, man. The small ball lineup is fire. I approve. And Thibodeau got to keep running. Thibodeau got to keep running that unit, man. The unit of basically Randle, Obi, RJ in the front court. The small ball lineup. It's very nice to see. I like it a lot. And, you know, let's keep it going, Tibbs. Tibbs has been really impressive this whole season so far. He's proven me wrong. He continues to prove me wrong with the three-point attempts that we're getting. And I like it. I like it. Keep going. Keep proving me wrong, Tibbs. Keep proving me wrong. And some of the notes that I got on my phone, you know, RJ spin move in the first quarter when when we went from 20 to 22 in the first quarter. Is nice spin move. RJ got a look getting into his bag. I like what I see. Another thing that I'm noticing, RJ is pushing the pace more. Coast to coast finishes. I love the fact that Julius Randle is pushing the pace more. I love the fact that Kemba's helping us push the pace more. And Thibodeau sub Sims in, I guess, about 2:27 left in the first quarter. And I liked Sims' minutes, so that was nice to see. Burkson quickly looked flustered in the first quarter. I mean, in the first half. But they quickly got their act together. Both of them played well. Both of them played extremely well. I love what I seen from the guys tonight. Obi Toppin, power forward and center. Small ball. He could be a backup center. He could be a backup power forward. He could probably start whenever we want to give Randle a rest game. So that's nice to see, man. That is very nice to see. I'm very impressed with Tibbs' coaching. I'm impressed with this team's resolve. I'm impressed with this team fight. This is going to be a special team, man. I didn't think, to be honest, me being a guy who feels like the Knicks are 2 years away from being 2 years away, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I've been wrong about Julius Randle. I could be wrong about Tibbs, because Tibbs is actually playing these guys good amount of minutes, too. He's playing these guys good amount of minutes. For example, the last game against the Celtics, right? They ran a ridiculous scheme where they said, you know what? We're going to let Randle get one-on-one all game. Thibodeau identified it. We gave Randle so many ISO possessions, but at the same time, Randle had 13 ISO possessions. But at the same time, it's like, what can you do? These guys is putting little guys on Julius Randle. Julius Randle got to go to work, period. And Evan Fournier in the Julius Randle two-man game, that was nice to see. Very nice to see the Evan Fournier and Julius Randle two-man game. It kind of reminds me of Chris Webber and Peja Stojakovic in 2001. This Knicks team reminds me of the 2001 Sacramento Kings. And it's crazy because Julius Randle reminds me of 2001 Chris Webber. Chris Webber in 2001, I believe he averaged 24 points. He averaged 10 rebounds and he averaged 5 assists. But the team, man, is I love the way Julius Randle's playing now. He's playing good, winning basketball. And that's all I ever wanted from Julius Randle. When I got on him the first season he was here, the reason why I got on him is because you should know better. You should know better. You should know not the Tasmanian devil spin move into a double team. I know better. You should know better. So please do better. And it's nice to see what he's doing, man. I'm very impressed with Julius Randle. And it's just his overall contribution. A plus 24 tonight by Julius Randle. Unstoppable. 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. You know, I love what I've seen from my guy Julius. You know, Evan Fournier, he's filling up the stat sheet, man. 3 assists, 2 steals. You got RJ Barrett. Now, RJ Barrett, he didn't have a good game, right? And as far as shooting-wise, you know, he missed all his threes. He was 0 for 5 from 3. But defensively, RJ Barrett is ahead of his time. I think his defense is probably better than his offense. His defense is 2 years ahead of his offense right now. I'm extremely impressed with RJ Barrett. If your shot not falling, affect the game in other ways. You know, assist the basket. Grab rebounds. Play the passing lanes. He got a steal and a block. So my RJ Barrett second team all defensive take is looking real good right now. It's looking really good right now. Even though Thibodeau's using RJ Barrett in a Mikal Bridges type of role. I mean, Mikal Bridges type of role. You know, spot or shooter role. Some playmaking here and there. But we'll get it together. You know, we're winning games. I'm not going to really be too concerned about that. Even a guy like Kawhi Leonard, I'm not calling RJ Barrett Kawhi Leonard, but when Kawhi Leonard first started off his career, that man was the 4th, 5th option. He had to grow into that role, and he really didn't get the number one the certified number one option role until his fifth season. So I got to remember RJ Barrett, he's going into his third season. So we kind of like, we kind of got to pump the brakes on RJ Barrett, not give him too much pressure. But he looked like he accepts the pressure. So the hell with it, man. You know, keep producing, kid. I love what I'm seeing from this kid, man. It's special. And I already said, Obi Toppin has looked like the best Knick so far in both games. He's been the most impressive. He's averaging 14 points so far, 5 rebounds. I love what I'm seeing from this kid. I believe he's averaging a block. He's probably averaging a steal right now. Keep it going, Obi. Keep it going, brother. Keep playing hard. And you know, keep filling up the stat sheet. Obi Toppin looks like a cross between Boris Diaw and Montrezl Harrell right now. I don't know if probably Sean Marion the 99-cent version, but he looks good. He looks good so far. So let's keep it going, man. It's Scott Perry. You get an A-plus for that draft. You get an A-plus for last year's draft. So I'm extremely impressed with our draft picks. I'm impressed with what Thibodeau is doing so far. I'm impressed with Sims. I'm impressed with Rose. I'm impressed with Burks. I'm impressed with Quickly. Even Grimes. Each time Grimes come off the bench, he always hits a timely three. So shout out to Grimes. You know, I'm watching Kevin Knox. He got a nice assist today. He got beat by backdoor cut again, but it's okay. It is okay. But I'm looking at the minutes. Shout outs to Tibbs, man. Randall only 30 minutes tonight. Mitch 28 minutes. Kemba Walker 22 minutes. Evan Fournier 27 minutes. RJ Barrett 25 minutes. And he played three guys off the bench 20 plus minutes. And I told people I want to see Obi Toppin get 20 plus minutes a night, every night, because I think he's ready. And he's ready. So, salute to Obi Toppin, man. I really appreciate your effort, brother, man. Keep that going. Keep playing hard. He's playing like a man who just had a kid. And, you know, I love what I'm saying. So, salute to this Knicks team, man. I had a coworker before I get out of here. I had a coworker. He was like, yo, this Knicks team, this is the deepest Knicks roster since the 1997 Knicks roster. And I'm like, I had to ask him, like, yo, who's on that 1997 Knicks roster, man? Tell me about it. He's like, yo, dog, we had Herb Williams, Buck Williams, Charlie Ward, Brooks Thompson, John Starks, Charles Oakley, Pete Myers, Chris Mills, Larry Johnson, Allen Houston, Patrick Ewing, Chris Dudley, Ben Davis, Terry Cummins, Chris Child, Anthony Bowie, and I believe, no, I don't believe Sprewell was on that team, but God damn it, man, that was a good roster, man. That was a great roster. This is probably the deepest Knicks team I've seen since the 2012 team, and it looks more sustainable because the 2012 Knicks, it had a bunch of old vets. And then we really didn't have no young talent besides, I believe, Shumpert. Woo, I'm getting old. But besides the 1997 Knicks roster, the 2001 Kings roster in particular reminds me of this Knicks roster. So to name some of these guys that was on this roster, and I know me and Die Hard spoke about it, but you had Chris Webber, right? Gerald Wallace, Hedo Turkoglu, Peja Stojakovic, Scott Pollard, Bobby Jackson, Vlade Divac, Doug Christie, Mike Bibby. No, Lawrence Funderburk. I remember Funderburk, Mateen Cleaves. I'm taking it back. Brent Price. But this Knicks team really remind me of this roster. I'm looking at Randall, and I'm like, yo, this guy looks like Chris Webber. And RRP to Kobe Bean Bryant, he said Randall looks like a cross between Zach Randolph and Lamar Odom. Very accurate, by the way, Kobe. Very accurate. I love that comparison. But I gotta say, Randle looks like 2001 Chris Webber, man. I appreciate what I'm seeing right now from these guys, man. But keep it up. Keep it up, Knicks. That was a good game. Like I said before, we set the franchise record for most threes with 24 threes made in the second game of the season. So I appreciate these guys, man. Keep working hard, Knicks, man. Keep working hard, man. Y'all even got me talking positive about Tom Thibodeau. And I said I ain't want to get this man no compliments all season. But please keep working hard, Knicks, man. I loved what I seen. And let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks. That's all I got, man. Couple of more stats. I guess I'll give y'all a couple of more stats from the game. Another thing, too, low-key stat of the night. We got 34 assists. I've been screaming that Carmelo Anthony has led the Knicks in total assists this past decade, and that is atrocious because Carmelo Anthony was ISO all game. So for us to have 34 assists in the second game of the season tells me we have chemistry. And this is nice to see. You got Quickly with three assists. Burks with seven assists. Oh, excuse me. I said Burks had six assists. He had seven assists. Excuse me. Derrick Rose had seven assists. Knox had an assist. Obi Toppin had two assists. Barrett had three assists, I believe. Oh, Barrett had three assists. Oh, excuse me. I said Barrett had seven rebounds and six assists earlier. That was a huge mistake. I apologize for that. I'm a little tired. I apologize for that. Barrett had seven rebounds and three assists. Sorry for the earlier mistake. Evan Fournier had two rebounds, three assists. Julius Randle had seven assists. Kemba Walker had one assist. Kemba Walker got to step that up. But at the end of the day, to hell with it. We still had 34 assists. And we had 10 steals. I love what I seen. Keep them steals up, guys. Keep them steals up, fellas. Keep defending the perimeter. Derrick Rose, a plus 34. Alec Burks, a plus 20. Quickly, a plus 11. Obi Toppin, a plus 14. Jericho Sims, a plus 15. I will say this. The plus minus stat, I hate the stat. I fucking hate that stat. But it aligns with your eyes. Whatever your eyes are seeing, it aligns with it. So if you see a player playing bad, their plus minus might be in the negative because they're playing bad. So that's very nice to see. But I appreciate my Knicks, man. I appreciate what we did. Salute to everybody that tunes into the pod, man. Salute to you guys, man. Let's keep working, man. Let's keep it going. Salute the Knick Nation, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm out of here. It's your boy, State of the New York Knicks. Episode 152. I'm out of here, man. Peace.